This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Yemeni officials say at least 8 people were killed by a car bomb that rocked the southern city of Aden. The officials say that the explosion took place Saturday afternoon close to a security checkpoint outside Aden's international airport. At least 11 others were injured. The prime minister called the explosion a terrorist attack. The blast has damaged buildings and an internet cafe in the area. Yemen has been convulsed by civil war since 2014, when Houthi rebels captured the capital and much of the country's north, forcing the internationally recognized government to flee to the south, then to Saudi Arabia. U.S. President Joe Biden said Saturday that nuclear talks with Iran would resume as he and European leaders warned Tehran that accelerated and provocative nuclear steps it has taken will jeopardize its return to compliance under a 2015 nuclear agreement. Biden and the leaders of Germany, France, and Britain met as Iran continues to enrich uranium to near weapons-grade levels. The leaders are trying to revive the 2015 deal and restore Iran's program to where it was under the pact, which kept the Islamic Republic at least 1 year away from the potential to field a nuclear weapon. In a joint statement issued after the meeting, Biden, Germany's Angela Merkel, France's Emmanuel Macron, and Britain's Boris Johnson